Georgie Kelly, a great result for Dundalk. Back to the bread and butter of the league after Europe, and I suppose you responded in the perfect way.
Yeah, listen, it's never easy coming, you know, them bouncing back from them big European nights and a disappointment like that. So, you know, this is a tough task. Van Herp's always a tough side to break down. The red card kind of, you know, in a sense, kind of killed the game, but listen, we're delighted to put them away. We never underestimate, you know, a side like Herbs. So as I say, delighted to get out here with 3 points. Yeah.
I mean, the first 15 minutes, it took you a while to sort of really get on top. Then I think it was Patrick Michelini clipped the crossbar, and then the goal, the sending off, and the second half, it really was one way traffic.
Yeah, listen, as I say, the second half did kind of make it really, really tough for Herbs. Once we did get the first goal, I think things started to open up. Kind of Patrick and Mickey started picking up little pockets in between their just front of their centre half, and that it caused them a lot of issues. It was always going to be an uphill kind of battle for them in the second half. But yeah, lucky we did chip in a few more goals, and it's great for us.
I think there were 6 changes from the European side, but it shows a strength in depth in this squad. I mean, the Dundalk B team would probably be fairly high up the league.
The views of this club are, and especially for the future, are, you know, you need to have a strong squad, especially around Europe. When you have, you know, games Friday, Monday, and then maybe a midweek game as well, your squad needs to be strong, and credit if anything knew that. And see, even picking a bench at this club, it's tough with the players we have, and the players have to be left out every week. That's great, and the competition and training, everything, it's brilliant, and it drives everyone on. Yeah.
And in terms of game time for yourself, when you get it, I suppose you have to avail of the opportunity.
Yeah, it's an extra bit of pressure that you know that when you do get a chance, which they don't come that often, you have to, you know, you have to make an impact. You have to probably kind of chip in with a goal or two, and it does add that extra bit of, you know, bit of tension. But it's, as I say, tonight I was lucky to get on the score sheet, so happy enough. Yeah.
So Derry now in the cup. I mean, that'll be tough, but the way things are going, I mean, who'd bet against Dundalk? You could still win a treble.
Listen, that's the, once we are knocked out of Europe, now the main focus is, can we do this treble? Hasn't been done in years, if it ever has been done. And we'll look towards Monday night first, which is Bowes in the League Cup, and then Derry in the Friday. We've got a tough draw, in fairness, away to Brandywell. It's never an easy place to go. Especially Diggy has them flying, Diggy Devine. We'll be well up for it, and hopefully we can get through.
And being a Donegal man, obviously you want to see Harps doing well. They're in a battle to stay up, and your former club UCD, I don't know if you heard, they got thumped 10-1 by Bohemians, but there is a big gap between the top and the bottom.
There is, yeah. The last think, couple of weeks, Harps have been going well, and they're picking up a lot of points. I'd love to see them, you know, catching Waterford, Cork Centre in there as well. And I don't see why they can't. Tonight was a bit of a kind of kick in the teeth, but with the send-off killed them. But, you know, they're hard to head to beat, and they have some good players. Personally, I'd love to see them, as being Donegal, I'd love to see them, you know, staying up, and I'm pretty sure they will, yeah.